Cena, Jake Paul going against Mike Tyson. Man, Jake Paul gonna get his ass beat. I swear to God. If Mike Tyson loses to Jake Paul, I'm just gonna say he's old. Man, that's the only
reason. Jake Paul, he's scared of Mike Tyson. He always doing this shit for
the fuck. You see a difference between the clips what Mike Tyson was doing than what Jake Paul was doing. They were doing 1-2, 1-2. That boy Mike Tyson was doing combos like crazy, bro.
And then Jake Paul came out of nowhere and started saying, I got this beef with this one wrestler, this one boxer, I mean. And now I beat him. I'm an official boxer. You're not a boxer just because you did that.
Jake Paul go against people who is a retired he is a retired UFC fighter. He go after those people.
Yeah,
like, if he has to go have an active person right now, he good.
Like, bro, Wayne get with him like them pro boxers. Like, nigga that young, he's like his age.
I thought that's your truth.
Mike Tyson is gonna bite his motherfucking nose off. It's like the 50
ear
off.
No. Nah, you mean ears.
He's gonna bite his nose off.
Like, I was on TikTok.
He made Mike Tyson ear with the ears.
But I was on TikTok, he said, and they did a whole Mike Tyson bite Jake Paul ear, and then he said, I'm going to go after your brother next. I'm like, what the?
Hell, even if Logan Paul decided not to fight Mike Tyson, why the fuck would Jake Paul decide to do that shit? He going to get his ass beat up, and then he going to be in a hospital, and then he going
to
be whining
about it. What happened to the Proud Brothers? They used to be just YouTubers. Now, what they doing now?
They used to be YouTubers, Disney Channel people, and then all of a sudden they go out to this. I mean, boxing is whatever. I don't give a shit. Wrestling, do whatever you want. But they been look cocky with it. Especially you about to get in the ring with Mike Tyson. The fuck is wrong with you? You
know, like, he literally trying to disrespect old fighters by doing that shit. Like,
Jake Paul told his parents and his friends, told him he finna fight. He finna fight. He finna fight Mike Tyson. And everybody said, nah, I'm happy you're doing it, but you're not going to win.
Everybody about to be in that motherfucking arena.
Matter of fact,
like,
he ain't going right here.
We all gonna be in there and be like, beat his ass. I swear to God, he better knock him out in round one. I'm gonna like, beat his ass in round one.
Beat the white off his skin.
Man with a two-piece on God.
Like, oh yeah, Mike Tyson training. I was like, day three of training.
He's still in his prime still.
He really is in his prime.
When I saw the day three, day four of training.
All I remember is that video of Mike Tyson beating Muhammad Ali and that shit.
Yes, I looked that up on TikTok. I was like,
that feet.
If that was to happen, that would be cool.
But Muhammad Ali was still alive. Jake Paul tried to go against him too. I'm like, bro, you gonna get your ass beat more? Cause Muhammad Ali's fast. That's his whole vendetta.
Yo, that's fuck.
Yeah. You trying to go camping? When?
It's crazy.
Whenever.
Okay, y'all making sign languages with voices. Y'all not talking about the same damn thing. Y'all not speaking about no camping in woods. That's cold word for something.
No, it's not.
Camping is fun. When
you
go to basin, you go sleeping outside, that shit was fun. Box trot. When I built my first fox trot, I was like this, bent up like this.
Ooh, bent over.
But not bent over, but my legs was all up in the air. My back was like this. I was like this.
Legs in the air.
Why are you doing that?
Because I didn't build my hole right, so I was like this. Okay. But she stopped.
How many inches?
No, that's it. Still going.
He got you in that. So I got my feet in.
But I wasn't bent over. Yeah, I swear. Yeah. I was like this.
Bro, name a date, bro.
Oh, we had to shoot guns? That's great.
I don't know. Maybe in the summer. I don't know.
My eyes start with so bad.
When was your
basic, bro?
In the summer?
Your basic
training? Yes. But basically, my dad seen. He's got a photo of.
Don't tell me about Bigfoot.
It's a big old. It's like a catfish.
Yeah.
But them big catfish.
Oh.
But
yeah.
It don't show the head. There was a whole bunch of catfish head just spinning all over the place, and then it was tracking. Like it left a trail basically. So then he talking about he saw one when he was crossing the road. He said he didn't want to get out of his truck. He said he saw something. He said he'll know when somebody naked and whatever. But he said it was hairy. Mm-hmm. It was walking in front of the truck. That's what I told him. I saw, you said ain't no nigga this hairy. Yeah. But he thought he saw a Bigfoot.
Nah.
He said he did not want to get out of his truck. Nigga said he'll know it was a human. That's like like naked or whatever, but it was just he was hairy. He said, I don't know. He was scared. He said he was scared that day. He did not get out of church till the next morning.
Let me tell y'all something. Last night, my little brother was like, he was acting like, I'm tough this shit.
My brother is so, I don't know. His pantyhose is something else. Like, I was
carpooling. But he was playing around.
And they was in the back seat, and I was sitting in the back with little brother. He tried to mess with me. I'm like, relax. Sit down. And bro
was like,
seatbelt on. She hit a left turn.
That nigga
hit
it.
Yeah. Wow, he's on the ground. I'm like, he good. He just out. I'm like, he good. He like, yeah.
Nah, it's like that one. It's like the one YouTube scene because he got hit in the face. He said his whole body flew.
Boy, be on YouTube so much. Remember, said he gonna play with Bloody Mary. I was like, nah, this boy wanna play with Bloody Mary. I was like, he don't even know who Bloody Mary is.
I'm about to help him up, and his mom said, don't help him. Just leave him down there.
Don't help. No.
Like, I said, like, as soon as we got to the house, he got back
cold. But how many movies, scary movies, came out when we was out in? Because y'all remember Bloody Mary wasn't even a thing until we, like, turned, like, 10 or 7.
Yeah, I used to watch Freddy Krueger movies and Friday Nights at Freddy's and Jason and shit. Freddy vs. Jason and shit.
What was it? Jeepers Creepers.
Jeepers Creepers. Oh, I hate that movie.
I love that movie, bro.
That's the one movie I really hate that I really was scared and terrified.
I hate Wrong Turn.
Wrong Turn.
Oh, the Wrong Turn.
Hey, bro, you on that other mood today?
Bro, Jeepers Creepers, I'm still scared.
Bro, Jeepers Creepers. Bro, my little brother don't know who Jeepers Creepers
is. His face is so fucking weird.
Yes. It's like he wearing a mask, but at the same time, he's skinny.
It's a white man playing that character, but that shit is weird. And with the wings.
Yes.
He can give me the creeps.
His name, Jeepers. Yeah.
Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, I said,
I hate that nigga.
I'm at the first movies.
Bro, I was thinking about doing a video, bro.
I was scared of that nigga when I was seeing this.
I felt sexually assaulted.
Me and my sister watched
it. I was sexually assaulted by this girl next to me.
Yeah. I'm cold.
Bro, we missing somebody.
They got one more.
They got a ring.
Where she at?
We all got one.
We missing somebody.
Nah.
No, not you. I'm talking about the people in my group.
Why you went in the gym?
Mm-hmm. They just said, go with your testing site. So I was looking around. I see my name on the table. So I sat there.
What was y'all's at?
The green and gold room.
I'm gonna go to sleep. No, I'm not. I'm gonna go to Coleman. Fuck!
I feel like they should let her leave school early, bro.
Nah, I think they should do that for midterm. No, they ain't gonna do that for midterm.
We already took our midterm from Miss Wesson, didn't we? From Miss Raxton. So we gonna do her.
I haven't did it yet.
We gotta do some other class midterm. I can graduate now. Miss Coleman and Westbrook were fucking with me.
Did you a pass?
I got an F in Coleman.
I got a D.
I got an F in chemistry.
I got a C in chemistry. I got a C in that bit. I said, yay, they can finally graduate. Let me go. I'm
using all the grade books locked. All the grade books locked.
Mm-hmm.
No more grades can go in.
No, they still putting grades in.
Oh.
We got to do our last bit of grades. They can't, no more grades for that, for the last bit.
I gotta bring that D up to like at least a C. At least it's like it's a D, but it's like a medium D, like a medium grade D. I like I gotta hit that up a little. Right.
That's all I'm saying
for you.
I'm gonna miss this.
I don't miss the school. I miss the people I'm hanging out with. I miss the people. I don't miss the school. I miss the people. That's it. That's the difference between school and people. That's different. God damn it! Look at her. Look at her. Here she go. Here she go. What you want? What you want?
Stop kissing him all in front of people. That's so inappropriate.
Why did you grab
him?
No profanity, please. No profanity.
Get down.
Get down.
I almost fell. That's what I get. Hey, guys.
This thing's still going.
Is it going?
Yeah, it's still going.
Going for what?
We stopped recording.
Wait, why
are
we recording?
I like the podcast.
This not even a podcast at this point. We were just talking about movies, then we were talking about scared, then we were talking about camping. No, we were talking about fighting, and then Jake Parker's camping movies. Now we just never been camping. You know that nigga Blake, you know you've been camping all your life. I got practice. We gotta buy the equipment. Okay, we gotta have the equipment before we do anything.
Like a tent?
Yes.
A lantern?
Yes.
Nah, bro. Sleep straight in the dirt. Put a tarp over you.
No!
And
nigga, who about to
nigga,
dig?
We're camping, not medieval.
That's how I slept out there. I put a tarp over us. It was like three of us and one tarp.
Was it raining?
Hey, it's sometimes.
Hey,
it was like drilling.
If then something just, bad happened, we're all gonna split up.
First of all, I ain't
what
gonna
you know? All the crazy. No. Ain't no. In every scary movie, if you all travel in packs. Nigga, one can be taken one by one. They be like, where he go? He
just they go out the black nigga first. So if you come with us, they go out to him next. They go out to him first. I'm going like.
If it's a bear, nigga, I'm fucking.
I'm crying. I'm joking.
Bro, I'm stepping that tip. I'm trying to make a hole to get out of there.
I throw something at him and say.
Bro, I swear, if I hear something walking,
there's nothing wrong.
He's like they're grassy. I'm gone.
You better be screaming.
Last time I was outside,
man, what you mean?
There was a black widow outside. With that shit.
Wait, bro.
Yeah, there was a black widow on
somebody. Probably mad, bro. Somebody moving outside, dog. We gotta go.
If I hit that,
y'all ain't gonna scream.
I heard you before.
Yeah, you heard me scream before.
When we played a scare ball, bro, like it's my friend.
Why so loud?
It was ow, you ain't there when that happened. Yeah, it was screaming.
Bro, you don't understand, bro. If it's hella dark.
His scream was so fucking funny. I swear to God, I would laugh my ass. Cause I already died. So it was him. It was this black nigga. It was this black shadow thing like him, but different. It came off the ground. It got one eye, red eye.
I said,
oh shit. You better run, nigga. Bray, help me. Help me.
You don't actually have to imitate the scream. That laugh.
Boy, that shit was funny. But Ethan was like, man, shut the fuck up. I was laughing my ass so I could breathe.
That was like the first
word
I played with
Fred. That was the first time I see this nigga scream, bro. It was fucking crazy, bro. That was a good moment.
I'm going to be late to school tomorrow. I hope my mom said I don't got to come.
I don't really want to come to school tomorrow, but shit.
I got to leave Friday after school.
Oh, yeah,
I got to go to Dallas.
Wow.
I ain't going to be back till Saturday.
Put it back.
Saturday noon, I think.
So what's your plans for Sunday? Sunday, you still about that?
I'm trying to see if I can go today.
What you mean?
Oh, no, I hit shorts. The fuck out my knee last night and my back. One on the swing, two on the merry-go-round.
What was y'all doing out there?
Man.
Y'all just made a whole group trip out there. I was like, did they go to the boardwalk?
Are you sure you wasn't swinging back and forth?
We went to the boardwalk first, and then we went to Princess Park. But it was nighttime, and they all have no lights. So we all ended up on a merry-go-round, and Lynn and the Milan was on there. And I was like, let me get
Lynn
on my knees.
Lynn and the Milan is the same person.
Let me get on my knees. Hold on.
Lynn man, and Jeremiah.
Jermaine, JJ.
Yeah.
Y'all was
me, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Isaiah.
It was a double date with an extra person.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Amaya, and JJ.
It was a double date with an extra person.
Right? With an extra person. I was so drove until like the end park, Lane really came up.
See, who invited you to the double date?
It was a friend date.
Like
that.
That was no friend.
No, it just so happened.
And one person.
No, it just
that's
so
a double
ha-
date
it, listen,
with a
just
third
happened
reel.
That they ended up
so
in
wait,
a relationship.
So you, like, how many people was up there?
It was five of us.
Five?
She was the extra person.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was Jermaine, a double
we
date.
Was in,
and you was there.
Because
so
we
she
was
the fifth wheel. Right?
We was in yeah. second period yesterday, and Jermaine was like, damn, I want us to go hang out. I said, I don't care. I was like, who we invited? He was like, the Scooby Gang, because that's what we call ourselves. I'm Scooby, by the way. I'm the fucking dog. But anyways, and then Isaiah is Shaggy because me and Isaiah always... Isaiah dragged me out the fucking car, y'all. I was drove as fuck.
Bye-bye.
That's it. I was trying to lock him out the car. And
oh, that shit still...